like with the cab drivers out here that they've shared with me, it's just, it's mind-boggling what they've been through, what they've seen, the stories that they have to tell. And overall, this trip's been amazing, and I'm just sad that it's going to have to come to an end.
You went to the City Training Ground this week, right?
No, I did not. I didn't get it. Somebody went to City Training Ground?
Apparently, yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow, please let me know who that was, because if they didn't take me, then we have a serious problem, because I'm a City fan on this team.
Yeah, I mean, so you're a FIFA guy. Is FIFA big in your locker room?
FIFA is big in my life. In our locker room, maybe a couple guys, you know, Terrence Ross, Bruno, Bebe, and Luis. You know, there's a couple guys on this team that follow FIFA, that pay attention to it, that even play the video game.
Okay, so one team to pick on FIFA, who are you going for? Who do you like to play as?
Oh, Man City all day.
Man City all day?
Man City all day.
It's a fair assumption to make.
That's the only team I choose.
Okay, yeah. I mean, when the NFL come over here, there's lots of talk about setting up a London franchise in London one day. Do you think that would work for the NBA? Or would you like to see it happen?
I would love to see that happen. You know, I think this is a great step for the NBA to have more NBA global games, you know. Mm-hmm. But it'd be terrific to actually have, you know, some type of NBA franchise out here in London or anywhere in Europe that deserves a basketball team, because it's going to open up a lot more doors, create more opportunities, and it gives fans an opportunity to see more professional NBA games.
I mean, UK fans, they can't choose their NBA team by geography a lot of the time, so it's kind of on cultural things that they like about a certain city or a town.
Culture or even just a certain player. You know,
so, I mean, with you, I think, do you think Drake is kind of growing the Raptors presence here in the UK?
With that association, I'm hoping so. Because granted, we all know that there are a lot of Drake fans across the world.
Yeah.
But Toronto Raptors fans converted from Drake, there's probably not too many. But Drake, he's working on that. He's starting to work on that. He's starting to convert over all these fans of him to Toronto Raptors.
Sure.
And hopefully he just continues to steadily improve and get better, and people over here in the UK can follow behind him.
Okay. Is there any UK celebrity or UK star you'd like to kind of see in a Raptors jersey you can think of?
One Direction.
One Direction.
Only because... I'm not a fan. But the only reason... Well, I'm not going to say I'm not a fan. I don't listen to the music. But the only reason I would love to see all of them do a concert with Raptors jersey is because so many people across the world, A, one, know who they are, and two, they follow them, they listen to the music, concerts, shows, and everything. So if we can get them in jerseys, then it'd be amazing.
What's the music like in your locker room one game though? What's your music like in the locker room?
Oh, it's nothing but hip hop. So Young Thug, Drake, Rick Ross, Weezy, Rich Homie Quan.
Did you put a ban on Meek Mill for a while?
Oh yeah, Meek Mill's been banned for a long time. No one plays Meek Mill.
All right, awesome. Quigley, you're in good form with the Raptors. What do you expect from the game? What are your predictions?
Hopefully we get the win. Hopefully we handle what we need to handle. We follow all the defensive schemes, and we have to make Victor and we have to make Vucevic uncomfortable as possible, and hopefully we come out on top.